New weather data reveal that last month was the second warmest April on record worldwide. In the U.S., April was warmer and drier than usual. In many parts of the U.S., people still hope that heavy spring showers will relieve a long-standing drought. While West Virginia, Kentucky, and much of the Midwest have been soaked, drought restrictions remain in many areas. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Along the East Coast from Georgia to New England and in the West from Arizona up through Montana, water is short. Counties in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York have issued water restrictions. In New York City, businesses have been asked to cut water use by 20%, and waiters in restaurants are only supposed to serve tap water if customers ask for it. In the West, officials in Flagstaff, Arizona, issued mandatory restrictions when voluntary ones announced in April failed to cut consumption. Mark Svoboda of the National Drought Mitigation Center says these restrictions may come as a surprise to residents who've had their fair share of rain lately.
You look out the window, you get an inch, you maybe get 2 inches, everything greens up, it looks great. The problem is you're supposed to get an inch every week across most of those states right now, and we're not really gaining anywhere on the 10 to 20 inch deficits we've accumulated over the last year.
Drought is a normal feature of the continental climate. In any given year, about 12% of the land mass of the U.S. gets dry enough to qualify as drought-stricken. But this year, nearly a quarter of the country is in severe drought. As for the next 3 months, the Federal Climate Prediction Center says there's an equal chance for patterns of dryness and wetness, a vague forecast for good reason.
Well, summer, you've got a lot of hit-and-miss convective-type thunderstorms, which are very sporadic. Vary in intensity. You can get 3 inches of rain, and then 2 miles away, you've got nothing, literally. And so it's very tough to predict a three-month above normal, below normal, unless you really see something in the cards out there in the ocean, something that's really going to tip you off and lean you one way or the other.
Such as an El Nino event. Kevin Trenberth of the National Center for Atmospheric Research explains a subtle rise in Pacific Ocean temperatures has triggered an El Nino this spring. Typically, this would correlate with heavy summer rains, such as back in 93 when much of the upper Midwest flooded. But so far, this El Nino is developing too slowly.
The current forecasts are that the El Nino will develop, but probably more after the summer, and it'll have an influence on what's going to happen next winter, for instance, but it might be a bit too late for this summer.
And Trenberth explains there are other factors that could make a bad drought worse. Under normal circumstances, soils in the summer are moist from spring rains. This moisture is released into the atmosphere, forms clouds, and promotes rainstorms. But with such dry soils, there's less chance this will happen.
In some sense, drought begins to perpetuate itself, and this is especially important as we get further into the summer, especially in the months of July and August.
For some Western states, this will be the 5th, 6th, or in some cases, the 7th straight summer of drought. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.